Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there after the best Phillies weekend of the season. I mean, my goodness gracious, that weekend had it all. The comeback win after being down big Friday night to come back and win it, a pair of Kyle Schwarber home runs, the Bryce Harper hit, three runs there in the 10th inning, Phillies win. Then they get masterful pitching performances on Saturday by Christopher Sanchez with a complete game. And of course, Sunday with Zach Wheeler popping 96, 97, 98, another home run for Bryce Harper. The Phillies, you know, they just impressed for the first time. You know, the Phillies had played decent baseball in terms of just the way it looked with your eyes, but they had been winning a lot of games, playing decent, a little bit better baseball, you know, and really turned their season around. But this was the first weekend that they fully impressed. And the most impressive part of all this, from an individual standpoint, and look, there's a lot of impressive parts because you have Bryce Harper putting up MVP caliber numbers. You have Christopher Sanchez looking like a Cy Young, you know, caliber pitcher. You have Zach Wheeler being back this quickly after the surgery. But the most impressive individual right now on the Phillies, well, that, of course, would be Kyle Schwarber, who hit two home runs on Friday night. They don't win that game without his home runs in that comeback. He is now through 47 games played this year. Kyle Schwarber has 20 home runs, and he is on pace for 69 home runs. Last year, I said that Kyle Schwarber was, said he was the best home run hitter in Phillies history. I absolutely 1,000% believe that. But that might get itself an exclamation point by the end of this season if Kyle Schwarber does what he is on pace to do. And that is to chase down Barry Bonds and the all-time single-season home run mark. This is happening. Sometimes I think we are slow to the uptick on things that are happening that are special. We almost don't want to jinx it, don't want to say it, don't want to believe it. Well, Kyle Schwarber is on pace for 69 home runs. And you don't have to go through a lot of names in baseball history to talk about people that have hit 69 or more home runs in a season, because it's only two. It's only Barry Bonds at 73 in 2001, and it's Mark McGwire at 70 in 1998. That's it. That's the list. That's the number. And that's the company right now that Kyle Schwarber is keeping. He is having that kind of a year. And I see no reason from his swing, from his work ethic, from his ability to hit lefties. So you can't just match up on him. The Reds this week are going to throw two lefties in this series with Lodolo and Abbott. Late in games, obviously, you're going to see a lot of lefties as a left-handed slugger, but he hits lefties, and he's hit lefties now for a long time. So I don't see that being a big detriment. And you throw in the work ethic, you throw in the I'd say, his craft and the passion for his craft that he has for hitting. You throw in the fact that he plays every day. You throw in the fact that because the Phillies very rarely put him in the field, he is unlikely to suffer a major injury. You can't ever prevent anything, right? Like, you know, he could hurt his ankle running. He could have an oblique hitting. He could hit by pitch. All those things are possible. You hope not. But there's a pretty good sense with his position at DH that he will remain durable. So you add it all together, and then you think about the power hitter he has become and the power hitter he's been in the Philly uniform, and you say, okay, the guy is averaging basically a home run every 12 at-bats in a Philly uniform, okay? And you kind of do the math the rest of the way. What is he going to have? 450-ish at-bats the rest of the season? Well, I mean, you hit a home run every 12 at-bats. I mean, he's going to rack up some home runs here and put himself in position to have over 60 home runs this season without question. Then it's a matter of, can he go on this kind of streak? Can he go on this kind of run when the pressure gets ramped up and all the attention is on him in the month of July, August, September? I think he absolutely can. I think he's built for it. I think his swing is built for it. And the other part of this that kind of stands out is, you know, typically, it's not every year, but typically, and it's why, you know, we got that moniker for him, that June is his month. June is the month where Kyle Schwarber explodes and usually has the month where he'll hit his 13, 14, 15 home runs. Well, June hasn't arrived yet. Could you imagine if, let's just say, you know, it's June, it's May, what, 18th today? Let's say he hits four more the rest of the month, four more. And he ends May with 24 home runs. And then he goes into June and he has one of those Junes where he hits 14 home runs. And we entered July with 38 home runs on the season. I mean, we're talking about halfway. We're talking about halfway to history with half a season ago. It's absolutely right there. So every time you have one of these, you kind of find a reason why the player will not be able to do this because it is so darn hard. There's been so many examples of players that have hot weeks or months or stretches and don't come close to this. But with Kyle Schwarber, you have the raw power. You have a lot of at-bats batting in the two spot in the order. You have a guy that plays every single day, a guy that can handle the side of the platoon that will be thrown at him a lot late in games, which is the left-handed side. He's handled it at an extreme rate for years. You do not have the wear and tear of playing defense. You don't have the wear and tear of being a significant base runner. What he has to do is go up there and swing four times a day. And then you throw in his work ethic, how he takes care of his body, and you start to see the path here for Kyle Schwarber to do something that, quite frankly, almost nobody in baseball history has ever even dreamt of doing. Forget doing. I'm talking about just dreaming of doing this kind of stuff. That's the kind of world we're living in with Kyle Schwarber, where he is on pace to do something that very few players will even have a dream about. Like, you just go through the players in Major League Baseball, and I said to you, do you think there's any chance this player can hit 70 home runs in a season? And the answer undoubtedly will be no to almost every single one. I mean, currently, who would you say could do this? Schwarber. And you probably, you know, you would say Judge, right? Of course, Judge. He's hit 50 a million times. So you say Judge and you say Schwarber. That's it. That's it. All of baseball. I mean, maybe Ohtani, but Ohtani now as a full-time pitcher is taking days off. I mean, Ohtani physically and power-wise, if he just established himself and reestablished himself as just a hitter, DH, the way he did a couple years ago when he was 50-50, he's got a Will Chamberlain quality to him where he just decides to do something and he'll do it 50-50. Win MVPs. Now he wants to win the Cy Young. He's pitched to like a .80 ERA. He just does what he wants to do. So if one of these years, Ohtani in the future says, I'm going to shut down pitching and I'm going to just hit, could he hit 70 home runs? Yeah, he probably has that shot. So maybe it's three guys. Maybe it's three guys in the world that are capable of doing this if they put their mind to it. Kyle Schwarber is one of those people.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love or the trends everyone's obsessing over. or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The other extra element that he has to it right now that I think is significant is Kyle Schwarber has incredible lineup protection. Bryce Harper's sitting behind him and Bryce Harper's back. Bryce Harper's looking elite again. Bryce Harper's hitting at a very high level, smoking the baseball. So you throw that in the mix that you can't walk Schwarber that much. You know, and you get late in the season, and a lot of times when it was Bonds or it was McGuire or it was Sosa, you know, you have these players and these teams, especially the opposing pitchers, they don't want to be part of history. And they're like, well, I'm just not going to pitch to him. I'm just going to walk him every time. And in some of those years with some of those players, absolutely that's what happened. But you can only do that so much when you have Bryce Harper hitting behind you. I mean, do you really want to put a base runner on, or especially multiple base runners, or, you know, if Trey's on already, do you want to put a base runner on right now for the version of Bryce Harper the Phillies are getting? I wouldn't want to do that if I was an opposing pitcher. I think there's a real element here to where Harper is playing at a very high level, and it's clearly going to affect how many pitches that Kyle Schwarber sees, and it should affect how many pitches Kyle Schwarber sees, because right now behind him, there is an incredible hitter. And Schwarber is a guy that has been very, I think, steady in terms of everything, but certainly where he placed himself in baseball history and thinking about his milestones, all that kind of stuff. He always says he'll think about this kind of thing when his career is over. He doesn't get caught up in the day-to-day kind of minutia of what he's accomplished, what he's trying to accomplish. He really doesn't do that. But I think this is one of those. When you think about Kyle Schwarber and what he's accomplished, think about Kyle Schwarber and who he is in the major leagues, who he's been, what his career represents. We're talking about a guy that is a champion, a guy that is a winner, a guy that is one of baseball's premier home run hitters, a guy that has played for a storied franchise at the moment, the Chicago Cubs, a guy that has put up big postseason numbers. And, you know, if he gets to 60 this year, that'll be home run number 400. Kyle Schwarber understands history. And I think he will, over the course of the summer, recognize and understand that, you know, although he may not want to talk much about it, that his history and the Phillies' history is, it's kind of intertwined here. If Kyle Schwarber hits his 70th home run or hits 60-plus home runs or hits 65 home runs, and you throw that in the mix with he gets the 400 and he's got many years left in Major League Baseball, I mean, he'd have 4 years left in his contract after this year. He just averaged 25 home runs per year, which for him seems slim, after this season. I think Kyle Schwarber would just write his ticket to the Hall of Fame, and this would be the year everyone talked about. And I think as a guy that appreciates the history, appreciates those that came before him, I think he'd really grow to appreciate that and kind of dive himself into this. I remember last year when he had the four home run game against the Atlanta Braves, and how you could tell that fifth at bat, I think that was against the position player, he wanted it. You know, he wanted history there. He wanted to get his fifth home run of the day and break the major league record. Now, he ultimately didn't do it, but you could feel that he wanted it. You could feel that it would have meant something to him to have his fifth home run of a game and to set the major league record for the most home runs ever in big league history. And that tells me it's a guy that understands the history of the game and wants to be part of the history of the game in any way that he can. And I think if we get to the month of August and we're in striking distance, like he's coming up upon 50 and it's August, right? That means, you know, you can kind of see the writing on the wall, 10 more in August, 10 more in September, he can get to 70. I think he will pour himself into it. I think he will go for it. I think he will embrace being the guy. And look, you know, you could say a couple years ago when Judge hit 63 that it's the clean home run record. Maybe it's the one that we should appreciate the most, because by all intents and purposes and by all understanding, Aaron Judge is clean. There's testing now, obviously. You go back to McGuire, you go back to Sosa, you go back to Bonds. Wasn't the case. So I think there's, you could call the Judge record the clean record, whatever. He beat Maris and Mantle 61. But it would be different and it would hit more if a clean player, if a modern player, if a player in the testing era actually broke the record, actually went after McGuire, actually went after Sosa and toppled them naturally. That would stick. You know, this is the year of Philadelphia in sports, 2026. All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, World Cup. It's an incredible year here in Philadelphia. Just had the PGA Championship at Adirondack. So it's an incredible year in Philadelphia. So many great events are going on. What a way to capture the heart of American sports in 2026 than have an old-school, day-by-day, game-by-game, at-bat per at-bat home run chase. It would be absolute cinema. I'd be locked into every at-bat, and I really believe Kyle Schwarber is going after the Major League Baseball home run record. It feels it. It feels like it to me. It feels like it, you could just you kind of see this coming. This is a special season we're seeing here. It's a special player having a special season, and I believe Kyle Schwarber has a really legitimate chance to go after Bonds and go get number 73. I first mentioned this last week on the Midday Show. I mentioned to Scott Fransky when he was on our show Friday that, you know, does he start thinking about this and kind of, as he makes these calls, workshopping in his head what we're watching here? And he said, not really yet, but I hope I planted that seed because we're watching something not ordinary. And I think it will continue throughout the summer. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed is 94WIP. So check it out there. We got a lot going on. Newsletter, joe-giglio@beehiv.com. That's how you subscribe. You just go there, plug your email in, email every single day, Monday through Friday, taking the day. So much going on. More on the schedule coming up. More on the Eagles coming up with OTAs next week. So a lot going on. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to the Phillies on Wednesday with us. Midday Show trip to the game this coming Wednesday. So be tuned in today. YouTube, Odyssey app, 94WIP on your radio. Thank you so much for listening. Schwarber and the path to history on pace for 69. I think he could challenge McGuire and Bonds for the all-time home run mark. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.